confirmation when we get it through from the authorities. So don't ring up with individual inquiries about schools. We will bring you the lists very regularly during the course of the programme. And Kate Arkell's name was mentioned a few moments ago. She stomped across Ipswich this morning to get in for you. And she is the Snow Queen today, who'll be here reporting on school closures and the like. And it is, for many schools, the last day of term today, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. A lot of people looking forward to their Christmas parties and all that sort of thing today, but there will be a lot of difficult decisions, I think, from head teachers today, actually, because certainly from what I saw on my walk in this morning, there are conditions that probably many people won't want to risk this morning.
Certainly Ipswich has got some very, very difficult conditions this morning. We'll bounce around the county very shortly with our network of news agents bringing you a county-wide picture, but it is very, very difficult. And, you know, glibly people say when it snows, oh, you know, don't go out. But actually, this morning, it's pretty horrendous,
really,
isn't it?
Yeah. Please don't go out at all. I mean, certainly, I know overnight, my husband was walking back about midnight last night, ended up pushing several cars just to get them sort of off the road and things. So, you know, really overnight the conditions have been pretty awful, and as we heard in the news bulletin with Alison, we're expecting more snow again this morning in parts of the
county.
And
it will allow the gritting lorries to get out if they can, if we keep off the roads for a little bit to clear things. We'll have a detailed look at the weather forecast at 10 to 7 with Trevor Appleton, but you'll be keeping us in touch with the school closures, and at the moment we don't have any.
At the moment, no. I know the whole sort of machine of school closures is sort of swinging into action at the moment. We will absolutely bring you that as soon as it's confirmed by head teachers and by the County Council. Please, you know, we can't reiterate this message enough. Don't call us about individual school closures. We would love to be able to help, but we just can't. In a situation like this, we need to spend all our time getting the messages out there. So keep listening. We will bring you the details just as soon as we have them. We really can't deal with individual inquiries about things. But do let us know if you've got an event today that's off. If you do need some help, if you've got some help that you can offer, do give us a call on 01473 212121. There is a huge team in there this
morning.
There
is. There is Simon. There is Linderella. There is Emily taking your calls, and there is Big Rob Dunger over there, look, as well, keeping us in touch with all the traffic and travel. So we've got a big team in this morning, but please bear with us. And as Kate said, not individual inquiries about schools. Trust us to broadcast the news as soon as we get it out for you. We will bring it to you. Okay, simple as that. But if you want to call something off, or you need some help, actually, if you're stuck somewhere and you need some help, you know, there are trusty farmers around with tractors and 4x4 vehicles. It is actually one of those mornings. I've not seen snow like it for years.
Neither have I. I can't remember the last time.
For probably about 20 years, I don't think.
It is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not just saying it. It is atrocious.
And it took me half an hour to get out of my driveway this morning. So there we are, in the mighty Mazda, struggling with my rear-wheel drive. Leslie was out in her dressing gown pushing me this morning, getting me out of the driveway. What an effort we've made this morning. So, Kate, thanks very much. Back with us at 7:10.
Yeah, I will just mention a couple of what's-offs that we've got today. The Co-op Education Centre in Ipswich.